Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Good evening and well, good morning in some parts of our broadcast area. Welcome aboard. Marty Terrell here on Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast, as we talk the world of sports right up to the top of the next hour, and a lot to get to on a Wednesday into a Thursday across the country and around the world here on Sports Byline Broadcast, including our rebroadcast later on Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203, and the internet app. Channel 967. Lots to get to again. Dominic's download coming up. Fred Smith will weigh in. Obviously, the Brady story is carrying the lion's share of the sports world today. No question about it. So we will delve into that right here front and center. And then we'll look at a lot of games tonight. Big NBA night. Wednesday into a Thursday. We'll get into that. And then we're counting down to, before long on this weekend, Sunday, you'll see the NFL teams. Obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles make their way to Glendale. Media day next Tuesday. Yeah, and then we just start the official countdown to kick off in Super Bowl 57. So a lot to get to, no question about it. The first thing I thought of with Brady when, 50-second, video that he threw out on Twitter, Instagram, whatever it was. I saw it on CNN, believe it or not. I was flipping around YouTube TV and boom, Brady retires, breaking news, and away we go. The first thing I thought of when he, in the aftermath of the 52nd announcement, didn't come out with the proverbial, the throwaway, more time with family type of thing, even though I genuinely feel, given the divorce from Giselle, it was a tumultuous year. We'll look back at that here in a moment. But the thing that occurred to me is, wow, he's given up $36, $37 million. Then I realized, shake my head, no, because he's going right to Fox Television. He's got a 10-year, $375 million deal awaiting him in retirement. So nothing about the money. Nothing about the money. So we'll get into that, the 10-year deal, which I find ironic, too, because if it is a family consideration, Fox isn't giving him $37.5 million a year to sit around in Tampa or up in Boston or out in the Bay Area. So it'll be interesting. We'll get it started with Brady. Dom's download, Fred Smith a little bit later on. We're going to get after it on a Wednesday into a Thursday here. Calling All Sports, I'm Marty Terrell on Sports Byline Broadcast. We're presented by Muggsy's Pizza House, an Irish sports pub in central Iowa, Pleasant Hill, home for the Super Bowl.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Marty Terrell on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll get to Dom's download coming up here in the next segment. We'll spend some time with him on Brady, of course, being a Bay Area guy. But we'll, you know, sneak in some Super Bowl stuff, and we'll just toss it around with Dom's download coming up. That is brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne throughout a seven-state Midwestern footprint. But I want to take a moment here. Tell you about Muggsy's, and they are taking reservations. I talked to the lovely Ash Lynn over at Muggsy's, and if you're in central Iowa and you're looking for really a sports theater, truly a sports theater, then Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub is going to be for you. Full menu. City View had their big awards banquet, which is a Metropolitan magazine. In Des Moines, and gave out awards last night, and they have long cited restaurants and clothing stores and all sorts of different categories. Well, Muggsy's really does have outstanding pizza, and Muggsy's, go to their websites, go to their website rather, and get a hold of them or call, and I'm going to give you the phone number here to reserve tables. And I mean, they're bringing in parties of 10, 12, eight, as small as eight, maybe 10 for the Super Bowl. It's a big draw with Kansas City and Philadelphia. It is a huge draw. A lot of Chief fans in central Iowa. They're the hometown team. The grocery store, Hy-Vee chain, endorsed by Mahomes and Kelsey. It's a big, big deal. So I don't want to waste the whole portion of the open, but I do want to get that out there because they are taking reservations. So here's the number, 515-599-6215, 515-599-6215. One more time, 515-599-6215. Get your Super Bowl reservation, tables, 44 TVs. It is a sports amphitheater is what it is. It's in, obviously, some great servers and great food for the big game on Sunday, February 12th. All right, that's where we get started. So give you a big shout-out to Muggsy's. Now, Brady, obviously, the retirement, it was sincere, folks. I mean, when this was bandied about throughout social media, you know, the natural reaction, John Q. Public, yeah, he announced his retirement same day as he did a year ago, and 40 days later, he came back. There's no coming back. He's got $375 million awaiting him. the couple of things that I'm going to throw out, Brady will never, in my view, fulfill that 10-year contract with Rupert Murdoch and Fox. He's just not going to do it. He's not. There's going to be, you know, he's showing you, he has a movie that opens Friday, okay? 80 for Brady, Sally Field, Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, so on and so forth. That is a tip of the cap to where Brady's going, much like LeBron James. He's going to motion pictures. He's going into, you know, Fox is going to be a great stepping stone. Now, is he going to supplant, you know, is he going to join Kevin Burkhardt and be the number one guy and supplant Greg Olson in the Fox booth? I mean, probably that's what they're going to do. But I think Brady, I don't see Brady being a really strong game analyst a la Aikman. Now, he might be. He's well-spoken. I think he gets bored with that, though. That's a grind. I mean, it is. A lot of game prep. Now, a lot of these guys can, you know, I mean, Aikman played, Romo played. Most of these guys have played, so their prep and, you know, your and I prep would be two different things, okay? They played the game. That being said, I just, the travel, the you know, for a year, two, possibly three, I see that as something that Brady will embrace. Beyond that, folks, I don't see it. I don't. Simultaneous to that, he's also, if you look carefully at the fine print on his Fox contract, it's a network ambassador role, which, you know what that is? That's nothing. When you're a network ambassador, you're a figurehead. They get to use your likeness. They get to use your name. You're going to see Brady a la Brady a la Brady forever, for as long as that. Now, that part of the 10-year deal could certainly go on. But the in the trenches, down and dirty, getting his knees scraped up, down in the trenches doing play-by-play and even studio work, I don't see it. I just don't. I just don't. I see a much bigger role. I mean, he's LeBron. He is the face of the NFL, and he has been for two decades. Yeah, granted, there were some partners, Peyton Manning. They were Siamese twins. There's no question about that. Look at Peyton Manning in the endorsements. And there's others. There were others along the way. But for the most part, it was Brady and Peyton Manning. And look what Peyton Manning has done. He's done kind of an aloof, kind of off-the-cuff TV Monday night studio show with his brother. No heavy lifting, sitting around with a single camera or two and talk about one game a week. And granted, Brady's not going to do more than the featured game on Fox each week. But it's not going to be in that laid back, you know, kicking around the driveway style that the Mannings have done. So therein lies a huge difference. I think following Brady and how this TV deal and how this TV career unfolds will be very, very interesting. And Fox will use him in many different ways. Years that they have the Super Bowl, obviously he's going to be front and center their guy. Draft time. You know, a draft is an ESPN thing. So, you know, you think Brady's going to do a lot of studying up on college football? I don't see it. Again, I look at him the same way I look at LeBron, Magic, some of these others. Brady could get into a franchise ownership, motion pictures, you know, his thing with Jim Gray, his podcast, he's tipped his hand a few times on that show with Jim Gray, to where in Larry Fitzgerald, where he has tipped his hand that he aspires for, you know, some pretty interesting, and obviously he's had the nutritional business, the TB12 stuff, so he's always had that entrepreneurial spirit. That's not going to end with today's announcement. In fact, it's going to go to second gear and then third gear, and then he's going to throw it into overdrive. So that is going to be really interesting to watch. And I'll tell you, it'll be interesting because, you know, LeBron's not far away from doing the same thing, staring into a camera saying, you know, he's done. You know, the idea that he wants to hang out and, you know, play with his son Bronny may or may not be true, but you know what LeBron's got. LeBron's got all sorts of opportunities with motion pictures, documentaries, all sorts of things. And Brady is the same way. He is cut from that same cloth. So today's announcement to me is as genuine can be. And he did it the right way. He, you know, this wasn't a, you know, made for TV special. It would have rung hollow. No one wanted to hear it. They wanted that less than a minute, 50 seconds. He did it the way. Hey, last year I had my emotional send off. He got a little choked up today, but for the most part, hey guys, thank you for everything. I'm retiring. And this time for good. Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, the guy is no dummy. And he's got a very good agent, Don Yee. And that agency that has represented him since the day he came out of Michigan, they're based in Santa Monica, folks. They're L.A. based. And they're very savvy. They're very connected in the Hollywood scene. Brady's in great hands. The Fox thing to me, again, I'll say it, I don't see him fulfilling a 10-year Fox deal. He's not going to do it. He's going to do that for, I can see halfway through the second year, Brady's going to say, you know what, I don't want to do this. I'd be surprised if he does it for a third year. He'll exit stage right, and he will take it to another level. And I'm not saying he won't fulfill the other years on that deal with Fox doing the, you know, the ambassadorship stuff, which is nothing more than being a face, you know, a figurehead, you know, popping on TV with cameos, turning up at games, you know, dropping into the booth or dropping into the studio, Brady doing specials and stuff like that. That's going to be the tenor. That's going to be the vein of his TV contract with Fox. You mark my words. All right. Dom's download coming up. We'll get his opinion on it. Later on, we'll shift gears. We'll head out to New England where they're bracing for 40 degrees below zero. Got a lot of friends out there, Freddie and everybody else and family who, you know, just laughing at me out in the Midwest. And, oh, boy, you know, subterranean temperatures out there, you know, Siberia. Well, guess what? It's coming your way there in the Northeast. We come back here. I'm Marty Terrell across the country and around the world. This is Sports Byline USA and American Forces Radio Sirius XM. Throughout the night with scores, interviews, and highlights. Keep it right here.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. You know, just yesterday with Dom's Download, we were talking about Brady and Rodgers. And Dom, you're the first guy I thought of this morning. I was thinking, you know, Dom's Download brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne, Seven State Footprint, where they do a lot of work with excavators, making sure that existing infrastructure is not disturbed when municipalities and communities and cities and towns across their seven-state region are upgrading their infrastructure. So Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. But I thought of you, Rodgers, Brady. Well, the Brady question's answered. Now it's down to Aaron Rodgers, huh?
Pretty much, but I don't see the Packers trading him within the NFC. So I don't think Rodgers is actually a reasonable answer either. So who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think it's the – well, let's look at Rodgers real quick. We got a few minutes here, and I'll get your take on Brady. Is he going to take the Favre path and go to the Jets? I mean, the Jets have the talent. They're very close, well coached, as you well know. Are they more ready? I mean, they're better than the Raiders, and they're better not only on paper, but there again, there's the Adams connection with Rodgers. How do you see this shaking out? If you had to take a crystal ball guess here on February 1.
Crystal ball, I'm going to say he ends up with the Jets. I think the Jets have a little more draft capital than the Raiders do because of the aforementioned Davante Adams trade to the Packers. So I think he ends up with the Jets. They have a solid, if not young, defense with guys like Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams. Both Quinnen Williams improved a lot, and Sauce Gardner, as a rookie, was one of the best defensive backs in all of the NFL. So I think that that's a spot. Elijah Moore, explosive wide receiver. The running game, if Breece Hall is healthy, that's exciting. Yep. So I think the Jets, yep. I think the Jets are a good landing spot for Aaron Rodgers.
I was going to say, if Breece Hall comes back from the knee injury, we saw him along with Purdy at Iowa State. And that was, I thought of that too. You know, Purdy got all this attention and deservedly so, going 7-0 and then getting hurt, obviously, in the NFC Championship game. Breece Hall was trending towards Rookie of the Year when he went down with the knee injury. You're exactly right. And I agree with you. I think Rodgers is going to take a long, hard look at the Jets. Now, let me ask you this. How will it work out for him? And, you know, Rodgers being kind of a laid-back, you know, Northern California guy, quirky, as we alluded to yesterday, does that shtick carry in New York? I mean, it probably will. He's Aaron Rodgers. I mean, along with Brady, we're talking about one of the all-time, you know, great quarterbacks. I mean, he's got the one championship. Will that act carry itself in Gotham on Broadway? What do you think?
It's going to be hit or miss. It's either he's so weird he fits in perfectly with New York, or what is this dude's deal?
Yeah,
it's going to be one or the other. There's going to be no in-between with Aaron Rodgers' personality fitting in with New York. And I think he's already kind of hit that curmudgeonly veteran quarterback stage in his life. I don't see how it could get any better or any worse, honestly, going to New York. So I think it's a good fit, and as if they can compete and he can win, I don't think anybody's going to care about what he does or what he says as long as they're winning.
And, you know, Dom, I like the characterization of weird because it is. But you know what it'll be? You know what it'll be? It'll be prefaced on the fact he can be as weird as he wants as long as he puts games in the W column. The W
exactly.
Stands for winning and weird. If he's winning and he's weird, they don't care. That's New York. They don't care about anything. If he's getting W's, that's all they're going to care about. All right, let's turn our attention to Brady. Your reaction real quick. Are you surprised or no?
Mildly. I feel like if given the marital and relationship strife that he had due to his decision whether he wanted to come back, I think that would have put the hard firm he's going to stop after actually this exact day last year. That is when I thought he was going to be done. So the fact that he played another year, I'm a little surprised, but I was actually in for Rick Tittle this morning and I was talking about this, is he looked every bit of a 46-year-old quarterback this year. And as old as Brady's been, he's won two Super Bowls in, what, the last 4 years or something like that. This was the first year he truly looked like just a dude. yeah, the numbers weren't quite the same. But from a physical standpoint, I don't want to say he looked emaciated.
He did. He did not look.
But
yeah,
Tom Brady didn't look like he had been sticking to his own TB12 diet, or he had been following it too hard and just didn't quite. Not that Tom Brady ever looked like the most athletic guy, but he didn't look like a well-built, tall NFL quarterback this year. And he looked frail. He looked beat up, and he looked weathered. I think that's the best way to describe it. And so
in that regard,
I'm not surprised he retired.
Look, I saw the word gaunt used today on either Fox or ESPN, and I looked at that word and I said, gaunt. But then when you think about it, he did. And I wrote it up and chalked it off to the divorce. Everyone thought, you know, he handled that well. You know that affected him. You saw we saw the outburst. I mean, he was carrying a heavy load this year. I honestly think he did the right thing. How about the way he went about it? He did it in 50 seconds on social media. Did you like the way he did it?
Yeah, absolutely. And he said it in the video. He's like, hey, you know, you only get one emotional goodbye. And I did that last year and I used it up. So I think he handled it well. I think an underrated thing about Tom Brady's personality is he's a little bit sarcastically funny, a little bit similar to Klay Thompson here for the Warriors, where he's got a dry sense of humor and he's not always funny. But when his joke hits, it's really funny. So I think Tom Brady being able to be like, yeah, everybody cried for me, and I was emotional, and I came back 40 days later. So I'm just going to go out onto a dune on the beach and be like, all right, bye, guys. I think that was the most Tom Brady thing. I was double thumbs up for that.
All right, Dominic's download presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. All right, take a stab at what I did. Brady as a guy on Fox, ambassador, studio guy, in the booth with Kevin Burkhart, supplanting Greg Olson, who I think has turned into a really good analyst. How do you see the Fox deal? I don't see him having a long shelf life. He's got 10 years, $37.5 million a year. I don't think he ever fulfills the nuts and bolts of that contract. And I think Brady's business enterprise, his movie comes out Friday, 80 for Brady. That's a precursor. His podcast with Jim Gray, and Brady has plus the nutritional stuff, the TB12, all sorts of stuff. I mean, he is going to have his tentacles, I think, extended into a lot of entrepreneurial things. How do you see the Brady TV and his post-playing days career unfolding?
I can see him just kind of constantly in a state of juggling things, honestly. I think Tom Brady, he's been playing for so long, he was willing to go against his wife's wishes and continue playing. I think he's so dedicated to the game of football that without the sport there to play, he's got to do something. Guys like Tom Brady actively need to be doing something. So I think he's definitely going to be juggling as many plates as possible, have his hand in a little bit of everything. And as it comes to fulfilling the Fox studio, the Fox contract, there's a couple things. One, we don't know if he's going to be any good at this. He might be terrible at providing color commentary. Is he obviously super knowledgeable? Absolutely. But he might be terrible at relaying those thoughts in a way that's accessible for the consumer. The other thing is we don't even know if he's going to like it. He might end up doing this and be like, this is stupid watching and talking about this game. I should be down there. I could be doing better than that quarterback. I don't know how he's going to handle it. So I don't think it's going to hit the 10 years, but if it's something that he settles nicely into, he's well-received, he enjoys doing it, I could easily see him knocking out 10 years there.
I agree, and not so much as the 10 years. And I'll use Troy Aikman as an example. Aikman, when he started, he had a couple of rough years, and then he really caught steam. He had to learn to talk in sound bites. Mm-hmm. He had to learn to talk at the conclusion of a play and shut up before the start of the next play. If you go back and you remember, he really did struggle. I think he started at CBS. And then, you know, he really morphed into an excellent lead color commentator with Joe Buck. Now, that being said, I'll take you to Brady, and this is where you and I are in total concert. I just think for a year or two, it's going to be interesting, but he'll be getting used to it. And by the time he gets used to it, I think there's a fair chance he'll be bored with it, Dom. I mean, literally bored with it. And you never know what quality of games you're going to get. And I think you make a great point. That quickly, that soon removed from a game, he's going to chomp at the bit. I totally agree with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I don't know how soon the novelty of Tom Brady is going to wear off to the viewers. So I think of a guy like Tony Romo. When he first stepped into the booth, he was amazing. He was diagnosing plays. He was calling the plays as the team lined up. And the shtick got old. The novelty of Tony Romo being able to diagnose plays because he was a quarterback got old really quick, and now there's so much criticism of Tony Romo almost saying words he shouldn't say, just being generally annoying, falling into the what people are saying the Boomer Esiason category, the Chris Collinsworth category of broadcasting. So how, if Brady is able to do something a little bit different, bring something to the game, how does he evolve as he progresses, as you said, as he settles in? How does he evolve in terms of bringing something new to the broadcast? Because there can be real easy burnout with a guy like Tom Brady, who is already a polarizing figure just from being a player, let alone people having to listen to him for 3 hours a week.
Yeah, and you're going to see a bias. You're going to say, you know, there's going to be an AFC bias. There'll be, I don't know, about a Patriot bias. It could go the other way. He may be, you know, maybe standoffish towards the Patriots for fear that he might look like he's, you know, that he's biased. It's going to be, he's going to navigate some shark-infested waters. And your point about Romo's well taken, and it's basically known as the pigeon effect. You know, if you're walking through a park and there's a few pigeons and you're throwing peanuts at pigeons and there's a couple of pigeons around, it's fun to do. When there's a flock of pigeons like Romo, when he's calling every play and talking, I mean, talking incessantly, that lasted for about 3 years. And then the act wore thin, and you called it. There is a huge backlash right now against Tony Romo falling into the Chris Collinsworth, you know, category of diarrhea of the mouth. All right, we'll come back. We're going to head to New England. We'll get Fred Smith in here. Don't forget Dom's Download, brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, 7-state area. We come back here on Sports Byline Broadcast, SiriusXM, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Sports Byline Broadcast, Marty Terrell is calling all sports here, Sirius XM, Sirius 217, XM 203 on the overnight digital internet app, channel 967. Fred Smith's out in New England. He's right in the epicenter of the Brady news today. Of course, Brady with 21 seasons in Foxborough, or is it 20? It doesn't matter. Two decades. He was there for a long time. You know, and Fred and I grew up together, and what's interesting is we both were talking today and we were recalling how the Patriots at one time, and they were originally the Boston Patriots. They played at Harvard Stadium. They played at Fenway Park. I mean, this was a terrible franchise. They played in a stadium named after a lousy beer, Schaefer Stadium. You know, then Sullivan Stadium, and then obviously the new stadium, Gillette, and a new owner, Robert Kraft. They were owned by the Sullivan family, and then Victor Kiam, who was pitching razor blades, and it was just a weird, weird franchise. Welcome aboard, Fred. You're back in the saddle. It's great to have you on. How are you?
Yeah, good having me, Marty. I got to put my tissues aside here, but I've been crying all day.
Hey, let's go back, though. When we were in high school, this franchise sucked. They were terrible. Come on, man. We used to make – I mean, they were the butt of a lot of jokes, for crying out loud.
I know. They'd have a few good games during the season, but, yeah, they were stinkers. They were in the gutter, the Sullivans. People were starving for a winner in all those years with Steve Grogan and Russ Francis. You'd get some good games and maybe a playoff game here or there, but nothing, man. Dry for decades. It was like really, really tough times in New England back then going to Sullivan Stadium. Yeah, for sure. But yeah. Then Brady came along, you know. It was like, wow. Pete Carroll, I think he was the last coach there in 1999, and Belichick and Brady came along in 2000.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Fred, if you think about it, though, we owe Brady a lot. And even though when he left in March of 2021, we were all pissed off, especially going to Tampa, we were like, what is this all about? The only thing would have been worse if he'd gone to Miami or Buffalo or the Jets. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, New England sports fans, look, they've had Bobby Orr, Ted Williams, Carl Yastrzemski, Larry Bird, Bob Cousy. I mean, they've had Red Auerbach. I mean, they have all-time great players, great executives. Let's be honest. Brady, that franchise, that region in New England owes him so much. He really did. This is one of arguably the greatest franchises in NFL history off a scrap pile of junk there in Foxborough, Massachusetts. I mean, let's be honest. Go ahead.
You also got to give Bob Kraft some credit, and Belichick were part of the puzzles. And
I agree.
Brady,
I agree.
Put it all together and did it on the field. And sure, yeah, we rose from the ashes. And once we got a taste of winning, it was like, wow. You know, and they kept consecutive winning seasons. He had some good players back in the day around him, you know. Gronk, obviously. Givens,
yep.
Damian Woody, David Patton, Mike Vrabel. Corey Dillon was a wicked back. I think they had a winning spirit. People wanted to come to New England and buy into Belichick's way. You know, Randy Moss was there, and, you know, they were willing to spend some money back then, but it was really a shot in the arm for New England for being down in the dumps for years. The winning was very contagious. People liked it. We're in the playoffs, the supermarkets, the package stores, everybody's partying, everybody's living high. But, you know, like all good things, they come to an end. But, you know, in my mind, I can't. There's a zillion highlights from over the years, some wicked big games. But he also had some duds. When he had stinkers, he had clunkers.
He had a few
with some big games. They were clunkers. And, of course, the G-Men had his number. That 2007 season was 16-0. Those guys on the Dolphins were sweating bullets. We could lose our undefeated season.
That's right.
And the G-Men took them down.
They did. Eli Manning then got him in the Super Bowl, too. So, you know, we don't have to go down that road. Hey,
they had
Fred,
their share of problems with the Ravens, too. The Ravens were always
Ravens owned them for
side.
A while. The Ravens owned them for a while. And Miami every year, every freaking year, Miami just had their number, especially down in South Florida. They just did. Hey, here's where I want to go with you, though. You know, you're the common man, you're the common fan, and I love having you on the show. What is it with the New England sports fans? And you're one of them. I mean, how do you describe a New England sports fan to our national and international audience? How do you describe yourself? How do you describe those New England fans? Because the fans there, I think they're the greatest fans in the world, but, man, everything is wicked. Everything is crazy. The standards that New England sports fans set for their players, their coaches, and their franchises in totality is just off the charts. Tell me about being a New England sports fan.
You got that whole six-state region to draw on, so you don't have to worry about really selling tickets, but you got to put a pretty decent product out there on the field or the ice or the basketball thing. But people are diehard New England fans that live in New England. You do have your pockets of regional people that went to college somewhere else and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of hometown support for the hometown teams in New England. And, you know, they travel good. And when you're winning, it's easy. It's good. It's when you're losing, man, it's hard to, you know, nobody likes a loser. But, you know, New England sports fans are diehard. You know, they watch, they read their papers, they follow their team. It's all good when you're winning, like I said. So it's been a good ride with Tom Brady. Really good ride. I can't complain. I'm new to retirement also, so it's a life change. It's the next chapter in your life. He'll survive. He'll go on whatever endeavor he does. But, you know, it's an adjustment. Everybody's going to go through it. When we're young, we don't really think of it. But, you know, you and I, Marty, we're pushing a train uphill here. We're, you know, getting
you
older as we go go along. So,
right.
And then, you know, you're able to decipher what really matters. You know, it's a game. It's entertainment. It really hasn't changed my life. You know what I mean? I don't go as crazy as I used to. The younger folk, like when we were young, we were rabid fans. You know what I mean? Just letting it all rip out. But as you get older, well, you know, you get wiser, but not Budweiser. But
you start to roll with the punches a little bit is what I hear you say.
Yeah, I guess you figure out what matters.
Brady set a high bar, though. You know, Mac Jones is seeing what it's like, and there's going to be other quarterbacks. I mean, Brady's legacy is going to hang around for another 20 years. He played there for 20 years. Hey, his legacy is, I mean, it's always going to be a Brady barometer there in New England, I think. Is that fair or not?
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, he's got records in just about every category, and I mean, records are made to be broken, but, you know, who knows when that may happen. So, you know, he's climbed every mountain, been to the top seven times. I mean, what more can you do? I mean, time to move on and hopefully use his talents to pass it on to the next generation or whatever. So I wish him well. He gave us a lot of good memories up here. You know, every February Super Bowls, everybody was pumped up and stuff. But it's a wonderful career.
Hey, listen, you know, we talk every day, and I was telling you how we were having here in the Midwest 34, 44 below zero wind chill. We send it your way. How's your weather forecast look for the next 24 to 48 hours?
Yeah, I don't know. The weathermen, the weathermen get everybody pumped up. Hey, I never, and some of the 50% of the time, they're not right. And they walk away and say, well, you know, it wasn't right. Didn't go this way. Didn't go that way. But, you know, take precautions, wear your jackets, keep your skin covered. Just common sense stuff, you know. You don't want to be out pounding down fireballs in a below zero weather. You know what I'm saying?
I guess not. Well, when you get a taste of 40 below wind chill, trust me, there in New England, at least you got mountains to knock down some of the winds. We don't have those here in the Midwest. It's as flat as you can imagine. Listen, I'm glad you're healthy. You had a little stint there at Bay State Medical Center. We got you off the injured list, and you're back in action, Freddie. You sound great, man.
Yeah, I feel good, man. I'm out of post-operative here, and I'm hitting my stride, so I thank the good Lord above for that, and he's watching over me, and I've had a good couple of days out of surgery, and yeah, I feel good. I'm glad you're doing good. The show's doing good. I got a good charge out of Rich Little yesterday on the show.
Oh, man, he's funny, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's still got a fastball, and he's in his 80s, for crying out loud.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, yeah, this day will go down. I guess Brady was waiting to see what they were saying on 98.5 here, that he wanted to go to 49ers, but the 49ers didn't want him. And Belichick,
is that what you heard,
Shanahan,
really? They were saying that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That Belichick doesn't surprise
Shanahan,
me.
Belichick and Shanahan family got some kind of history together. And Shanahan don't want to change the offense for Tom Brady. You know what I mean? It just – so, and I think when he knew that was falling through, that accelerated his decision. They said he made this video on Monday, and today's Wednesday, so.
Interesting.
He was out there at his new movie debut, 80 for Brady. Come on.
Well, you know, he gave that movie a boost, and this network had Sally Field on today, too. That movie's going to be getting a lot of buzz here. I don't know if I'll see it. But listen, the common man, the common fan, he's Fred Smith. Great job out of you. I love you. Thanks. Thanks for coming on. You did a great job.
All right, Marty. Thanks for having me, bud.
All right, there he is, a common man, the common fan, Fred Smith. He's a good man. Grew up together. All right, we'll come back and give you some closing thoughts. By the way, Detroit, the Pistons, are stuck in Dallas-Fort Worth with thousands of other travelers. No Pistons Wizards tonight at Little Caesars up in Detroit. They did not make it back, and they may not get home till midday on Thursday or perhaps later. So postponed tonight. We'll look at the NBA, college, little NHL, scores, interviews, and highlights into the night and through the morning hours here across the country and around the world on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network, presented by Muggsy's Pizza House. Get ready for the big game 57 coming up on Sunday, the 12th of February. Muggsy's Pizza House will be the calling all sports home for the game watch, the big game on February 12th. Muggsy's Pizza House, Pleasant Hill, Iowa, Roadshow. Be there if you're in central Iowa at Muggsy's. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it ready.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, down the home stretch we go into the night, into the morning. We'll be talking about all these games. Golden State, Minnesota, NBA, Celtics and Nets at the Garden, Sixers and Magic again. What a disaster that was. I mean, I watched that game the night before last, and I don't know what it is with the Orlando Magic, but they've done it to the Celtics. They're doing it to the Sixers now. They just they're under 500, but Jamal Mosley's done a hell of a job with that Magic team. I like watching them. I do. And they're about as nondescript an NBA franchise. I mean, the days of Shaq and Penny Hardaway are a million years ago. If you can name three players on the Orlando Magic, you move to the head of the class. I can because I've been watching them, but for the most part, I mean, this is other than if you're in Central Florida and you're a Magic fan, you know who they are. But for the most part, they're a very nondescript team, but man, oh man, do they play hard. They play hard. And Banchero, the rookie out of Duke, is just playing phenomenal basketball. So there you go. Other than that, Kings, Spurs, Raptors, Jazz, Hawks, Suns, and we told you Wizards, Pistons, no go. On the ice tonight, again, a very truncated NHL schedule as they get ready for All-Star Weekend starting Friday down in Sunrise, Florida. Bruins, Maple Leafs, Sabres, Hurricanes, all you got. College buckets on a Wednesday into Thursday. You got Purdue ranked number one in the country. They're home to Penn State. You know, I mean, Penn State can be a little feisty, but I always say when it comes to Penn State, it's a football school, football and wrestling. Xavier, Providence in Cincinnati, not horrible. Tennessee, Florida, I mean, there's some, you know, Pittsburgh, North Carolina, there's some decent games. Out on the West Coast, see what we can throw. Well, we can't throw anything at you. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, probably in the Midwest. That's about it. All right, good job out of the whole crew. We're back at it tomorrow. We look forward. Don't forget Muggsy's Pizza House. Get ready for the big game, 57 in Central Iowa. Kirk Ferentz, the Iowa coach, retains his son Brian Ferentz as the offensive coordinator. We'll get into that during the week for all you Big Ten fans. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy the games here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, American Forces Radio Network.